What is theosophy? My own favorite definition is that it is God's knowledge of himself. And when I use the word God, I am thinking of no anthropomorphic personage, but of a mighty radiance who is life and light and glory, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. Hence, theosophy is the science, or if you will, the religion or philosophy of life. Theosophy is religion, whence religions come forth. Theosophy is science, whence sciences emerge. Theosophy is philosophy, whence philosophies are derived. No less is theosophy the science of individuality in all its smallest details. Theosophy is the order of life, the law of life, the purpose of life. Such is theosophy in reality. Yet from time to time, God reveals to men, themselves gods in their becoming, fragments of his knowledge of himself. In the sciences, science stands fragmentarily revealed. In the religions, religion stands fragmentarily revealed. In the philosophies, philosophy stands fragmentarily revealed. In the gods, who are all living creatures, God stands fragmentarily revealed. Such revelation is in very truth the more to be, shining upon the less in actuality, as the sun rises to awaken a sleeping world. The theosophy we study in the splendid literature of the Theosophical Society is surely infinitely less than God's knowledge of himself, but it is certainly the revelation of a microscopic fragment of that knowledge suited to the needs of the time upon which the revealing shines. And while on the one hand it emphasizes certain aspects of the divine knowledge specially needed to be known to the modern world, on the other hand it discloses a bird's eye view of such knowledge through the whole period of its evolutionary growth, from a beginning to an infinitely lofty stage of its consummation. It is a revealing from above, for it comes from those who are masters of the divine knowledge. It is not a seeking from below. It is a shining of the sun of life, not a mountain of experience. Yet it is a call to experience, for faith, belief, hope are not enough. In mighty visions, in startling perceptions of truth, in cataclysmic adjustments of natural phenomena, in catastrophic evolutionary revolutions, in great acts of sacrifice and heroism, in humble unknown lives of simple devotion, no less than in the teachings of great teachers or in the words of great scriptures, often stand revealed fragments of God's knowledge of himself. For the manifestation of the glorious in any is living witness to the existence of the glorious in all. When God reveals even the veriest fragment of himself, he reveals to each and to every one of us a fragment of our own eventual knowledge of ourselves. For as he is God victorious, so are we God's conquering. Thus does theosophy seek entry into the little microcosms of us all, changing, adjusting, interpreting, prophesying, declaring, exalting, unfolding. It takes our various problems and shows us the way to mastery over them all. It shows us whence we have come, what was before birth and long, long ago. It shows us in all detail the nature of our present being in its manifold expressions of life. It shows us where we are on life's ladder, which reaches from earth to heaven. It shows us our way beyond death's innumerable, beyond life after life, right to the ladder summit, to the individual kingship of each one of us, to the God victorious, which each and all shall someday be. Theosophy unveils the mystery of death, thus robbing it of all its gruesomeness, of all its power to cause us fear, of all its power to make us desolate. Theosophy unveils the mystery of sorrow, of grief, of misery, of unhappiness, thus revealing them as friends and not as enemies. Theosophy endows us with knowledge and wisdom that these may take the place of crippling and stultifying doubt. Above all, theosophy gives us courage, for it reveals to us a future triumphant, rising phoenix-like out of the coldest ashes of present desolation. Theosophy wakens hope asleep and touches every cloud with the silver lining of its lofty purpose. Theosophy gives freedom, showing it to be most glorious when the eager servant of order, of law, of godlike destiny. Theosophy gives a friendship which few of us as yet know, showing us that there is but one life, that this life is everywhere and in all things, in every kingdom of nature, in the very least of the things we can touch or see or taste or smell or hear, thus making of the whole universe a family, with God the Father, Mother, with innumerable countless gods the children, brothers all. Theosophy is the science of freedom and the science of friendship. It is the science of understanding and therefore of appreciation. It is the science of seeking, of achieving, of sharing, and of happiness radiant in them all. And in the Theosophical Society, we have a unique movement in which we may seek theosophy together and find it differently, in which we may live its freedom and its friendship in ever-increasing purity and power, and through which we may help the world to travel more quickly on its way from darkness to light. Theosophy and the Theosophical Society, gifts from those who have found to those who are still in search, gifts which illumine the way of each where he is, causing it to become a way of happiness, even though still a way of hardship. But as each gift is used, its light increases, until at last its possessor attains the supreme discovery that he is the light, and that as he shines, so does he become.